Hallelujah. Do you know when, have you ever heard people in the dark world, in Freemasonry and all that, you hear stories that they are made to drink blood? Why are they feeding on blood? Because they believe that when they feed on the dark blood, it gives them some demonic powers, some demonic strength. Some demonic strength to attack some weak people, to destroy lives of some weak people. Hallelujah. But no matter how much a witch or a wizard has drank the blood of ghosts, the blood of men, whatever, it can't compare to those that are drinking of the blood of life, that are drinking of the blood of Jesus Christ at the house of God. We drink the blood of Jesus, and because we drink the blood of Jesus, no any other blood can harm our destiny. No blood of chicken can harm our destiny. No blood of men can harm our destiny. No witch, no wizard that feel they have drunk too much blood can harm our destiny, because to us we drink the blood of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Creator of the heavens and the earth. We drink the blood of the Saviors of the Savior of the world. And the Bible says it is the blood that speaketh good things, and then the blood of Abel, because it is the blood that speaketh blessing in the mighty name of Jesus. And because we are drinking of the blood that speaketh blessing, every curse must be broken. Every curse be broken. So when we drink of the blood of Jesus, that's why we take all the communion by revelation. That's why we can stand strong in the Holy Ghost and deal with wizards and witches in the mighty name of Jesus, because we are built by the blood. We are built by the blood. If they think they have drunk the blood of men, we are coming to them. We have drunk the blood of Jesus, and we will put them where they belong in the mighty name of Jesus. They can't destroy us, because there is a blood within us, a higher blood than any other blood. That's why we come to the Lord's sanctuary to partake of the bread of heaven, the bread of the Lord. Do you know, every time you eat of the bread of heaven, the unleavened bread, it gives life to your mortal body. It gives life to your mortal body. Hallelujah. Because it's the bread that is saturated with life. It is a bread that is saturated with glory. That's why when you sit down under good teaching, hallelujah, sicknesses will leave, infirmities will leave in the mighty name of Jesus, because the bread of God carries life, the bread of God carries victory, the bread of God carries salvation, the bread of God, the bread, the manna that the children of Israel were given, that they do not know there was life in it, that the moment they ate of it, they remain young, they remain strong. No wonder men like Caleb and Joshua, after so many years, the Bible said their strength was not abated, because the kind of food they were eating was not natural food. In the mighty name of Jesus, there are people that will wait to see you walking like this, to see you walking bending, but us, even in our 90s, we will be walking straight, because we are eating of the bread of life, the bread that gave our mortal body life from the throne of God. That's why we are children of covenant. The Lord is reminding his people, you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may confirm his covenant that he swore to your fathers, as it is this day, that he may confirm. So God wants to bless you, to confirm, to distinct you from the crowd, that you are his child. You are his child. Hallelujah.
Yele manasima huzalale nana huzi la 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 hadele miya nasuriema husaladina namasilele mana uko seleveni ne manatalie ishalala manate.
Do you know when this blessing is upon you, whatever you lay your hands to do, it shall prosper. There will be divine increase. Doors will open. Hallelujah. I want somebody to be a carrier of God's blessing. Do you know there are people that carry something so special in their hands that if you put them to manage your business boom. If you put them to manage something, hallelujah, it just increases. That is the secret that Jacob had, that why Laban wanted to have him as long as he could. Because when Jacob was working for Laban, hallelujah, everything in that household increased. It multiplied because there was a man with a blessing. In the mighty name of Jesus, everything multiplied. The same way God to Joseph, who was a carrier of God's blessing, even while he was in the house of Potiphar, the Bible says everything that crossed the hands of Joseph prospered. The house of Potiphar increased because there was a man in his house that carried a blessing. In the mighty name of Jesus, God wants you to carry a blessing so that he confirm his covenant with his servant. Does that he can confirm the covenant of service that I believe, I trust in my servant Abraham, that he will command his children and his household unto the ways of the Lord. So God is bringing you to the blessing of the covenant because he wants to trust you that you will teach your children the word of God. He wants to trust you that he will teach your children the way of priesthood, so that he wants to trust you that you will be able to stand as a minister of the gospel, as a deacon in the house of God, as an elder in the house of God, as a prophet, as a teacher of the word, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will stand with the kingdom of God. You will stand with the local church. You will stand to see the kingdom increase in your community and lives of men and women being transformed by the preaching of the word of God. Their destiny will be transformed. They will not die before their time because there is a blessing upon them. There is a blessing. There is a mark of God upon their life. They are children of covenant, and the covenant will speak for them. They will not suffer like others. They will not die like others, because there is a covenant of grace. There is a covenant of multiplication. There is a covenant of divine blessing upon their head. There is a covenant of the service of God. There is an oil that ran upon their head that say, touch not my anointed, do no harm to my prophets, in the mighty name of Jesus, because there is a purpose that they carry unto their generation, unto generation and generations, unto generations, because they are children of lineage, they are children of covenant. Wherever they go, people will see the light of God. Wherever they go, people will see the mercies of God. Wherever they go, people will see the beauty of God. Wherever they go, people will see the mercies, the goodness of God will be upon their head, for God will cause his face to shine upon them. God will be gracious towards them. God will protect them. God will keep them. God will bless them. God will cause his face to shine upon them, because they are children of a covenant. Amanatoria rababoshaya ye pendele mendele baratal adianduromomo sande repatara bababo sande. They will do greater. They will be the head and never the tail.
There will be leaders of nations that will preoccupy the gates of nations in the mighty name of Jesus. They will bring light unto their community. They will restore the ears that the locusts had eaten. Amanata rabababa rabanderima oparababosha alapanda la pararagadate repeterima mama. For our children, they are for signs and wonders. They are for signs and wonders. They are for signs and wonders. They are for signs. Ayatu arabayante repeteri baratua karanda manatoria remianta makatalagadia. There is something that is coming upon your life because you are a child of covenant. You will be a sign. You will be a wonder. You will be a wonder in the academia. You will be a wonder in the business world. You will be a wonder in education. You will be a wonder in whatever industry. You will be a wonder. 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 You will be a wonder because you carry the grace. You are a child of the covenant. You are a child of the covenant, and God wants to give you power because he doesn't want you to be like them. It's a God of distinction. He said to those that were not my people, I call them my people. God wanted to enter into his house. God wanted to enter into his divine plan. God wanted to enter hatu alabayatata zikapia tukulabayana kurakatatata zeke perede to atalabarata ruapa shaparadi upakatani ato olokote yakatakata. Is a God of distinction. Just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they refused that they will not eat of the defiled food of the king. Hallelujah, glory be to God. They decided they will just eat vegetables. And days went, and the Bible said they were more fatter, they were more healthy. Glory be to God, because there was a blessing upon their herd, and because there was a blessing upon their head, they were distinct. Some of you, God will make you to be distinct because there is a blessing upon your head. You will be distinct because you are born for signs and wonders. 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 Oh, yagada barata dagada lagadia, ragada lagadia, ragada lagadia. Zeparando otazabide manatash, lebede barata dagata lagide. Oparada gadagada. Some of you, there is a glory. There is apostolic glory. There is a prophetic glory. There is a pastoral glory. There is evangelism. Glory that will come upon you, that will set you apart. People will look at you, they will say, who this one is something. This one is not ordinary. Ah, for a people you do not know, they will serve you. Kings will come at your rising in the mighty name of Jesus, because there is something you carry. Presidents will look for you for counsel because there is something you carry. Hiya, halakwa gaga gaga gaga. There is something you carry that will draw attention of kings. There is something you carry that will make presidents open doors of their nation. They will be willing to give you acres of land to start a project. Because there is something you carry. You are the child of a covenant. You are the seed of Abraham. There is a mandate upon your head. There is a mandate of the kingdom of God. There is a mandate of the kingdom of Yeshua. There is a mandate to populate with the knowledge of the heaven, as the earth, as the waters cover the sea, for the glory of the Lord shall fill the earth, as the waters cover the sea, and we are the vessel that God will use to fill the earth, to fill America with the knowledge of God, to fill Europe with the knowledge of God, to fill Africa with the knowledge of God, to fill China with the knowledge of God, to fill South America with the knowledge of God, to fill Arabia with the knowledge of God, to fill Pakistan with the knowledge of God. India shall be filled with the knowledge of God. Australia shall be filled. Palestine shall be filled. Israel shall be filled with the knowledge of God. Philippines shall be filled with the knowledge of God. And all the continents of the earth shall be filled, because there is a mandate upon our head. God doesn't want us to be ordinary. He doesn't want us to be ordinary. Hallelujah. Because there is purpose upon our head. There is all that runs upon us. And God wants to bless us that we may be a light. He wants to bless us that we may shine light. We may shine light. We may shine light in the midst of darkness. That we will walk on the streets. They will say, these are the ministers of the Lord. These are the priests of the Lord. And he will give them the wealth of the nations. Zakato ola katulada ubayata manuta la batamaniata rakata bede bedela pandala bada adiata tatana nado da seketele de aparada makatora rigataganate ipabayata tataparada batala ipabaranteni hato zavarata tatata seketere barantara barota seketere barabababababa. But will see us growing from strength to strength, from grace to grace. They will see the hand of the Lord upon our life. They will know that these are the people whom God has had mercy. They will know these are the children of the covenant. These are the children that God has set aside. These are the children that will present the kingdom in this dying time. They will stand as messengers of light. They will stand as messengers of salvation. They will stand as messengers of holiness. They will stand as messengers of righteousness. They will stand as messengers of justice. They will stand as beacons of light in their community, in their nation, in their workplaces. They will open the door for the gospel to be preached in institutions, in universities, in schools, in high schools. They will write inspired books that will be read, that will be used as syllabus to teach our children the ways of Jehovah, the ways of light, the ways of truth, the ways of the Savior of the world, the ways of the God of Abraham, of the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the ways of the God of Jeremiah, the ways of the God of Habakkuk, the ways of the God of Haggai, the ways of the God of prophet Isaiah. They will teach the ways of the God of Moses. They will teach the ways of the God of Isaac. They will teach the ways of God, the divine ways of the fear of the Lord, the divine ways of a life that is sold out for the purposes of God. But we shall seek ye first the kingdom of our God, and all these things shall be added unto us. When we seek his kingdom and his righteousness, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we are children of mandate, we are children of covenant, in the mighty name of Jesus, that he may confirm the covenant he had with the fathers. There is something that God
God want to put in our life that will distinguish us, that people will know, these are the people of God, these are the royal priesthood, these are the people that are called by the name of Yeshua, the name of the Lord is upon their forehead. Look at their life. You can see the grace of God. You can see the beauty of God. You can see the hand of God. You can see favor. You can see favor. You can see favor. You can see the face of God. God is shining on them. God is smiling on them. God is good to them. In the mighty name of Jesus, for we shall be planted in the house of the Lord. We will grow like the cedarnon, like the cedars of Lebanon. We will grow tall. We will be deeply rooted. We will produce fruits in seasons and out of season. We will not grow dry because we are planted beside the rivers. We remain green like sapa in the mighty name of Jesus. This is the kind of life that God wants each one of us to live. Hallelujah. That even those that don't like God will like God, because they will see God at work in you. They will see the hand of God at work in you, and they will know it is a good thing to serve the Lord. It is a good thing to serve the Lord. They will know it is a good thing to serve the King in the mighty name of Jesus. They will know it is a good thing to serve the King of glory in the mighty name of Jesus. They will know it is a good thing to serve the Lord. Exodus chapter 12 verse 36, the Bible says, the Lord had made the Egyptian favorable, disposed towards the people, and they gave them what they asked, for they plundered the Egyptians. Another translation says, the Lord caused the Egyptians to look favorably on the Israelites, and they gave the Israelites whatever they asked, for they stripped the Egyptians of their wealth. There's a supernatural favor that God can release upon you because you are a child of a covenant. There is purpose upon your head. Hallelujah. You will go for a job interview, and before even you leave the door, they will want to hire you. Hallelujah. They will have decided that this one has been hired. Hallelujah. You will have 2 companies, 3 companies, 5 companies that want to hire you at the same time. Glory be to God, because the hand of God is upon you. You are a child of favor. You are a child of covenant. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And this day I want us to lift up our voices, to understand that some of us, God is going to bless you. Yes, but don't forget God. Don't forget the purpose of the blessing. The church needs billionaires today. The church needs men who are blessed, women who are blessed, in order to fulfill the mandate that God has in the earth. Hallelujah. There are people that something will drop on you. Something will drop on you. Pay attention. Anything can happen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The Bible says, give us power to make wealth. Hallelujah. Something will drop. David, bring it up in the name of Jesus. I want you to open your mouth and ask God. Ask God, are you willing to be a blessing? Are you willing to be a blessing that the message of the kingdom may spread? Are you willing to be a blessing that God may confirm his covenant with his fathers, with our fathers? Are you willing to be a blessing? Lift up your voice and begin to cry to the Lord. 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 You never know what you can receive in the presence of God. You never know. 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 You are living with something out of this service that will change your life forever. You are living with something that will make you peculiar. You are living with a confirmation. The workings of God in your life. You are living with a confirmation of the grace of God at work in your life. Some of you, leadership anointing is coming upon you. After this, leadership will begin to look for you. Wherever you go, they will want to make you a leader. They will want to make you a chairman. They will want to make you a manager. They will want to make you a supervisor. They will want to make you a senator. They will want to make you a president. Because there is something of covenant that has dropped upon you. Pray. Open thy mouth and begin to call upon the Lord of hosts. Begin to decree that you are a child of covenant. You are a child of grace. And God will give you power. God will give you power. God will give you power. God will give you power in the mighty name of Jesus, and you will not forget God. You will not forget God in the pinnacles of life. You will not forget God in great wealth. You will not forget God driving a nice car. You will not forget God in your prosperous business. You will not forget God in your eye job in a Fortune company. You will not forget God on your Mercedes. You will not forget God on your private aeroplane. You will not forget God in the mighty name of Jesus, for you will be a sponsor of the kingdom mandate. You will sponsor crusades. You will sponsor revival. You will sponsor private planes to carry people to crusades in the mighty name of Jesus, because God is giving you power. God is giving you power. Wah, 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 wah. God is giving you power. Receive it. Receive the power. Aparatapash, raparatapash, rekapoyatapash, ruataparatapash, rekwaparatapash, rataparatapash, rekatoparatapash. Receive power in your hands. But whatever you shall prosper. Your farm will prosper. Your maize will prosper. Your groundnuts will prosper. Your sweet potato will prosper. Your cows will multiply. Your cattle will multiply. Your business will multiply. Akwakarakwatapaya tuaparwa. Akwakwa kwa 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 kwa. Shakata kaluaka shakati atorakata. Ruapaya tapakato. La kwakata kati atatatata. Rata parande. Makatesh, Ratwa Parande, that blessing that was upon Joseph, let it come upon someone. That blessing that was upon Jacob, let it come upon someone. You will be a great resource even where you are working right now. Your manager will see you as irreplaceable in the mighty name of Jesus, because you will bring great improvement in that company, in that institution, in that church. You will be a blessing in the mighty name of Jesus, because wherever their hands touches, it will prosper. It will prosper. It will multiply. It will multiply. It will be fruitful in the mighty name of Jesus, because there's a special grace that God is releasing upon you. There's a special mandate that the Father is releasing, is releasing upon you. He's releasing the grace. He's releasing the mercy to confirm his covenant. You have suffered enough. The word of God has come upon you. The word of God has come upon you. From today, you will carry the blessing. You will carry the blessing in your community. You will carry the blessing in your family. You will carry the blessing in the church. You will carry the blessing in your nation. You will carry, you will carry, you will carry. It is coming stronger. It is coming stronger. It is coming stronger. Hey, the blessing is bigger than curses. The blessing is bigger than limitations. The blessing, the blessings of God. The blessing, the blessing, the blessing. Hey, the blessing, the blessing. Let it come upon you. Let it come, let it come, let it come. In wait, in wait, in glory, in glory. In level, in level, in level, in level. Let the blessing come upon you. Let the blessing come and overshadow you. Let the blessing come and overtake you. In the mighty name of Jesus, the things that men pursue will pursue you. The things that men seek for shall find you. For the blessings of God will come upon you and overtake you, 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 in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. Ooh, we love you, Jesus. You are seated on the throne. You are seated on the throne, oh Jesus. We love you, Father. We love you. We love you for your doings. We love you. 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 We love you, Jesus. We love you. 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 Because we know our lives are changing for good. Our life are changing for good. Our destinies are changing for good. Our children are changing for good. Our ministry is changing for good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just begin to thank him. Begin to lift him. Begin to worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Thank him for what you have received from the throne of God. Oh, we bless you, Jesus. We bless you. We bless you because something has been deposited upon us. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you. We worship you. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. We bless you. We bless you for the Anthony family. We bless you for restoration of the tent of David. We bless you. We bless you, our Father. We bless you, our way maker, our keeper, the Lord that causes his face to shine upon us, the Lord that blesses our coming in and our going out. We worship you, Adonai. We worship you, Siddiquen. We worship you, the Rock of Ages. We worship you. Hallelujah. To the Lamb, hallelujah. To the King, hallelujah. To the Lord of Hosts, we bless thy name. We bless you in the beauty of holiness. Receive glory, receive honor in the mighty name of Jesus. For who can compare with your majesty? You reign forever and forevermore. Blessed be the name of our God. Blessed be the name of our King. Hallelujah. 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 Blessed be the name of God. Thank you, mighty Father, for you have sent forth your word, and it will not return unto you void. It will accomplish thy will and thy purposes. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you because we are moving from grace to grace, from glory to glory. Hallelujah. 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh. Blessed be the name of our God. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing in our midst, oh God. Thank you, Jesus, for the sick I healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for burdens are lifted. Thank you, Jesus, for curses are broken. Thank you, Jesus, for you are lifting us up to a higher ground, above all powers, above principalities, above limitations of men, above rulers of darkness. Thank you, Jesus, for you are taking us to high places where you are seated with your Father at the right hand of the Father. We bless you for the victory that you have given unto us. We bless you for the opportunities that you have given unto us. We bless you, for we are priests in the house of our God. We bless you for mighty doors that you have opened, even the doors of the gospel. We bless you for every church, for every leader, for every member, for every child that is part of this body. And Father, we thank you, for you are the one that causes the increase. We thank you for the increase you are adding upon this house. We thank you, for your word is going forth. We thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. We bless you, Jesus, for this year 2025, the year of divine settlement. We thank you, because we know that our case is settled in heaven, and the enemy cannot argue with what God has said, with what God has confirmed upon this mountain. For upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance. Upon Mount Zion, the people of the Lord, they shall possess their possession. And upon this mountain we receive everything that belong to us. We receive everything that the ears of the locusts have eaten. We receive everything that the ears of the cacawam have eaten, the ears that the grasshoppers have eaten. We receive our destiny back. We receive our glory back. We receive mercies of God. We receive grace of God. We receive leadership anointing. We receive the favor of God. We receive good health. We receive long life in the mighty name of Jesus. Death is rebuked in the mighty name of Jesus. Witchcraft is rebuked. Poverty is rebuked in the mighty name of Jesus. Darkness is rebuked in the mighty name of Jesus. I call for restoration. I call for new beginning in the mighty name of Jesus. For you are doing a new thing, and behold, it is springing up. Behold, it is springing up. Matanana Moselia. Leteria da manatoro roboboselia. Repeteri mama moshante. Repete seberene moshaya. Atuara mayanteria. Rapatsele berere mosha. Yeteri rava baba mosha. Rependele menetaria. Reke pererere mosha. Repete sedere monia. Itara baba moshanta. Repete sepereno. Yeperere baba. Je parararararararara zepeterere babosha adalanande zeketeria rendeminatoria rantanaganazia geminanto selebina mantani aqua parana manteria raqua selemani manto selebina ita chala kite kila guna ganta ita sana handele peni hantara manandi ita saparadi haparana mantoria zepanta labine mantalia o baba ya tatapa lepete pete 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 zika parata. Do a new thing in our lives, something new in my life, for God. Do something new, something wonderful, something wonderful that will confirm thy covenant upon my life, the covenant of our fathers. Do something new, O Lord, in my life. Do something new. Let it spring forth. Let it spread abroad. Oh, oh. Hallelujah, glory to God. I believe God has done something. May you receive what God has for you today. Don't leave this place the way you came. Leave with something in the mighty name of Jesus. Leave with the goodness of God. Leave with the hand of mercy. Leave with the hand of favor, that the blessing of God that had riches and has no sorrow be thy portion, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We pray and believe. Amen.